more for the weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 4:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here in Salt Lake City, 46 degrees. KSL's top story. We're learning more today about the investigation into a series of intentional hit-and-run crashes. Salt Lake County's DA says the driver was seen accelerating before hitting several women.
It was that acceleration that detectives were able to use to connect the different cases, along with other similarities.
And we started to piece it together because the information that was coming together identified the same vehicle.
District Attorney Sim Gill tells KSL's Dave Njanovic that all the victims were women who all survived and are recovering. He says it's possible there are even more victims. The suspect, 26-year-old Ann Pham, is in police custody facing multiple attempted murder charges. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
And Corey Richens is facing new charges. Prosecutors say the children's book author tried to kill her husband months before he was poisoned to death. KSL.com's Emily Ashcraft reports prosecutors say this attempted murder happened on Valentine's Day in 2022.
They cite that Eric Richens called his friends that afternoon and said that he had taken a bite of a sandwich and broke out in hives. He used an EpiPen and then took a nap for a while. But he told some friends after that that he was a little worried that his wife had tried to do something.
These charges will be a part of a preliminary hearing scheduled for mid-April. KSL News Time, 4:32. Breaking news on KSL. A contractor has gotten stuck in a 10-foot trench in Cedar Hills just south of Alpine. Happened around 1 this afternoon. The trench collapsed near 40th West Cedar Hills Drive. The worker was stuck about an hour and a half, but his head was above ground, so he was able to speak and breathe. He was eventually taken to the hospital by Life Flight. We do not yet have an update on his current condition. KSL News Time, 4:32. Dueling protests in the nation's capital as the Supreme Court considers use of an abortion pill. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, activists on both sides of the aisle demonstrating outside the high court.
Women deserve actual health care. The reckless distribution of mifepristone isn't it.
The U.S. Supreme Court hearing arguments on mifepristone, which is used in more than half of abortions in the U.S. A group that opposes abortion rights brought the latest suit claiming the drug is unsafe. But U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar says there have been exhaustive studies on the abortion pill.
FDA's ultimate conclusion was that mifepristone could safely be dispensed without in-person visits, and there's been no contrary evidence that's been introduced.
Recently, the FDA eased restrictions on the abortion pill while also allowing it to be distributed by mail. Julian Assange will not be headed back to the U.S. to face espionage charges unless there's a guarantee he won't get the death penalty. A British court has ruled the U.S. must file assurances that the WikiLeaks founder won't face death if convicted. Top defense leaders from the U.S. and Israel met at the Pentagon today to discuss the deteriorating humanitarian situation in Gaza. Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says Secretary Austin called the casualties in Gaza far too high and the aid deliveries far too low.
The secretary also urged Minister Gallant to expand entry points for humanitarian assistance and address distribution challenges inside of Gaza.
But the Israeli defense minister made it clear military operations in Gaza will not end until all the hostages have been returned. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Take a deep breath. Air quality is improving in Salt Lake City, following a trend we've seen over the last 4 years.
Salt Lake City and the majority of Utah has much better air quality than other parts of the country, but it's still worse than what the World Health Organization recommends. Manager of the air monitoring section in the Utah Department of Environmental Quality, Bocall, says geography is a big factor.
Let's just take, for example, the Wasatch Front. It is basically in a bowl, and so during our inversions, we tend to trap the air pollution in here, and it will accumulate and concentrate until that situation is relieved.
These areas of the state make the quality seem much worse and negatively affect the yearly average. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Diesel drivers can get some money to come clean. Davis County is offering up to $6,000 for diesel drivers who broke and removed or tampered with their emissions controls on their trucks. County Environmental Health Director Jay Clark says the goal of the program is to help clean the air, which starts with emissions controls.
They're designed to reduce the amount of pollutants as much as possible, but when it's tampered with, those control devices are defeated or removed, and so a lot more pollutants get out in the air.
So $6,000 available per truck, but Clark says there haven't been many takers yet. People in Utah County won't have to drive to Salt Lake to fly to Dallas-Fort Worth soon. Breeze Airways is going to start flying Provo to Dallas June 7th. Fares are going to start at $69. KSL News Time, 4:36. Helping you with the drive home, Ricky Mises here. First look traffic.
Some nasty delays going into Weber County on northbound I-15. They start in Clearfield and continue into Ogden. And Highway 89 also packed in and slow northbound from SR 193 up to the I-84 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
So seriously, I need to talk to dog owners. Cover your pooch's ears and stay here. My minute's on the way. Next.
At JCW's, we think tipping might be getting a little out of